Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is draw near and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19 to 22. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Yesterday, I had an impromptu Bible study session with my two sons, and we decided as we discussed the Bible verse to watch a video that depicted some of what went on in the temple in the Old Testament when people wanted or needed to meet with God. It was a tedious process. Sacrifices, washings, strict regulations, and entry into the holiest, the place where God had designated to meet with people, was done only once a year and by a specific person, who, if not properly guided and walking in keeping with every single instruction from the mouth of God, could be killed right inside that place where he was ministering to God. Our anchor scripture tells us that today we have boldness to come into that same place that was previously a place of dread and inapproachable glory by the blood of Jesus. In other words, Jesus has paid the price that allows us access into a place where we can meet with God. I know a lot of us already know this, but my question to you for meditation is, do you actually take advantage of what Jesus has done? This scripture is telling us that Jesus came into the world, suffered, died, and rose again to give you access into the holiest place, to give you access to the place where you can meet with God. Verse 22 puts it this way. It says, "Let us therefore draw near." The way has been opened, but it is you who needs to draw near. Have you ever prepared for something, put a serious effort into preparing, maybe for guests, invited them and they didn't turn up? How do you think that feels? Now think about how Jesus feels when the way has been opened for you to approach God and you don't show up. When last did you draw near to the Lord in deep prayer and worship? What is making you so busy? When last did you honor the sacrifice of Jesus by truly coming into the holiest in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving? For some of us, the level of busyness we are dealing with is evidence that Satan is attacking you. The feast has been made ready. The veil has been turned. Access has been given. But you need to draw near. Jesus cannot draw near for you. You need to take the initiative and draw near. Someone listening to me has not engaged individual prayer for a long time. You rush in and out of your prayer space. Please receive grace to truly draw near and enjoy that which Jesus suffered to gift you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, this morning I join my faith with as many who need fresh fire on their prayer altars to enable them truly draw near. Lord, please release the fire that we need, that we may draw near and enjoy the glory of your presence. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.